This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Pizza Hammer is brought to us by Shy Vintage Sports. Do you like trivia? Of course you do. Answer this week's Shy Sports trivia question to win some of their cool throwback gear. Play at shivesports.com/WIP. Again, that's shivesports.com/WIP. Our contestant this week, his name is Brian. Actually, he goes by Avalon Brian. He'll be playing for an Angry Brid Philadelphia Football Kelly Green T-shirt.
Is it I'm supposed guessing to it's be bird. Bird? Yeah, that's probably bird. A typo. Yeah. I'm guessing. Angry Bird. There it is.
Either an Angry Bird or an Angry Brid Kelly Green T-shirt from Shy Vintage Sports, where there's a story in every stitch. For the best Philly team apparel, visit them in Center City, Wayne, and now open with the Westchester location as well. You can visit them at shivesports.com. Our contestant is Avalon Brian. Brian, you ready to lose?
Joe, you're going to be an angry bird after I whoop you.
You mean an angry Brid?
Dude, you're like...
angry
Brid. Dude, let me tell you
I'm
something.
Ron Burgundy?
Avalon Brian, you're like Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. You got nothing.
Dude, it's great that Coach Vermeil is on afterwards. You two can cry together after your defeat.
Wow!
And are you taking a shot at Vermeil? Is that your strategy?
Whoa.
Like, are you making fun of Dick Vermeil?
Might have been a slight shot. Might have been a slight shot.
Wow, Brian.
Dick Vermeil.
Apparently you don't.
It was a bold strategy.
Apparently you don't. That's outrageous. All right, Brian, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. I'm going to come back and kick your ass, and I am not going to give you the chance to bend the knee because you took some kind of, like, veiled shot or not veiled shot at Vermeil. I will stand up for his honor. Also, Brian, I dedicate today's Beat the Hammer victory to my cousin Judy. Long discussed on the show.
Cousin Judy.
Her birthday today.
Nice.
Happy birthday, Judy. Brian, you're about to get your ass whooped.
Was that
Judy's
prom Judy?
I think it was prom.
That is
prom Judy. What
yeah.
a day.
Prom Judy.
Happy birthday, prom Judy.
We're
well,
totally
now he's all fired
twisting
up.
This narrative.
Oh,
and
it's
I think
so
it
good.
Really bothers him,
that's
too.
Good. We want to get him. He's already worked up.
He is so worked up,
he
guys.
Got so fired up, he didn't bend the knee thing, but we know he is 0-2 when he has forgotten to ask to bend
oh,
the knee
really?
Since
yeah.
this has started. So let's just, you know.
Oh, this is
good. Good spot. All right.
He's flummoxed.
Is he out? You out of
yes.
here? Okay, is he safely ensconced in this?
Yes.
Yes. yes.
Okay, all right. Let's play a game we call Beat the Hammer. Brian, are you ready to roll, my friend?
Ready to go.
Okay, our category for the week, Eagles-Patriots trivia with the Eagles and Pat squaring off on Sunday. Here we go. 55 seconds, 5 questions. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Brian, here we go. Question number one. This former NFL vet played his entire NFL career in New England, except for 2013 when he reunited with Chip Kelly in Philadelphia for one season. Name him.
Pass.
Gronk is one of 3 Patriots receivers who had 100 or more receiving yards in Super Bowl 52. Name one of the other 2. Oh, no.
Oh, no, did we lose him?
We just lost Brian.
Wow.
All right, hold on. All right, that's not ideal.
Has this ever happened before?
Never happened.
No.
Never. Never in it. Like, we've lost before. All
Holy
right, let's
cow.
See if Brian. I mean, I don't. We probably have to get a new contest. I don't even know
yeah,
what we do here.
Like, what?
We got to bring Joe out.
Bring Joe
Go
back?
Get Joe.
Right.
I don't know
All
what
right.
we do here because now the first question's out there.
All right, I'll
right.
This is a whole thing okay. now. Uh
oh. Jimmy, did you have extra questions made up? Maybe we go to less questions.
I don't have 2 questions. I have, like, 1 extra question I could throw in there. It's not
yeah.
as good a question.
That's so maybe we just go to 4 questions?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's wait for Joe to come out and see what he thinks. It could yeah. just be a forfeit for the caller, in all honesty. Like, I'm
yeah,
not kidding.
Yeah, that's no fun.
I agree. Oh, Brian's calling back. So
this guy's
on.
Gone?
His call dropped.
This guy dropped?
After one question.
All right.
And the second one was
well,
asked.
That, you know, that's the wrath of Vermeil, all right?
Yeah, you're right.
You come at Vermeil. All right, this guy's back.
So I don't know what we do here, because he passed on the first question. He heard the second question, then dropped. Like, what do we do?
Look.
Because he's had time to think now.
Yeah,
between,
you got
to
ask two new questions.
I don't have two new questions.
Oh. You want a new contestant, James?
No, but
they've
heard the questions, Joe. Like, they know the questions. Like, they know two of the questions already.
So
you
don't. You don't ask those questions.
So we just go three?
You try to throw that extra question that you had in there that wasn't as good that you said, and we'll just go with four questions for the day.
Is that what you want, James? Four questions?
I could do that. It's on the fly, so I'm going to have to read it off of a separate. I mean, this I could do it. It's just not ideal.
All right. I mean, the other thing is we just award me the victory.
Well, that's what I said. I honestly think
dude, this guy came in for Vermeil. You absolutely do not rip.
We
Dick
also have like a time thing, you know, where we do have Dick Vermeil coming up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
something to think about,
right.
You know.
All right, so what do you want, James? What are we doing here? What are we doing?
It's I'll out to the panel. I said forfeit, but if everyone wants to play, we can add a question.
Listen, no one's
going
to want
three.
Me to win if it's a forfeit.
All right,
no
fine. We're
going to
do four questions. I'll read the first question off
that
the
guy
computer.
Or a different dude?
We can do it with Brian.
All right, fine. Brian, you're back on. Right. I'm stepping out. I'm moving fast. Right. Good luck.
Joe's jogging out.
We will never forgive you, Brian. Just for anyone wondering out there, the first question's answer is Patrick Chung. The second question was Chris Hogan and Danny Amendola. So those are done. Those are dead questions. All right, Brian.
Okay,
we're going 44 seconds. Yeah, 44
seconds
exactly. As soon as he's ensconced in the roof, I'll read this first question the thing here. If I am wonky here, I'm doing this very differently than normal, but I'll get it through. We ready to roll here?
Yes.
We are ready.
Ready to go.
All right, Brian, here we go. 44 seconds, I guess. The clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Question number one. This Eagles quarterback threw for 400 yards against the Patriots in 2011. Name him.
Kevin Cobb.
Who was the only Eagle to register a sack in Super Bowl 39 loss to the Patriots?
Man, I don't know.
This wide receiver was the Patriots' first-round pick in 1984, but set career highs for receiving yards and touchdowns in a season with the Eagles. Name him.
Irving Fryer.
What former Eagles practice squad member completed a 36-yard pass to Tom Brady in the 2015 Eagles-Patriots game?
Danny Amendola.
All right, we got a two. Not too bad. Put you on hold. Quickly wave the hammer back in.
I think this, he did a nice job.
Those were tough.
Yeah. Those are rough.
Yeah, well, one of them wasn't going to be asked, but we're there.
You're right. So. They're strong.
They're good.
And
good
Brett Meyer's running to get Joe.
Good.
So
run,
we are
Dave.
Doing this in a timely fashion. I'm interested to see if Joe.
It's a light jog.
That's not a jog. What?
There we go. It's a jog to the Imperial
All right,
Death March.
Settle down. How'd this Brian guy do?
Ready to roll.
I've been ready to roll for like 10 minutes now. How many seconds for the four questions?
44, we figure.
Yeah, okay. Good job on math by you guys. All right, yeah.
All right, let me pull that question back up on the computer.
So four questions and 44 seconds, James?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
By the way, with 226 going for 220. What's the topic, James? I don't even have a topic here.
Oh, that's my fault because we're all thrown off. Eagles-Patriots is the topic.
Okay, Eagles-Patriots. Maybe a little Eric Rowe.
Ready to roll?
Sure. Boy, I would love for Eric Rowe to be the first question.
So it's funny. I thought about asking an Eric Rowe question. All right, here we go. Question number one. Ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right. This Eagles quarterback threw for 400 yards against the Patriots in 2011. Name him.
Wow. I'll come back.
Who was the only Eagle to register a sack in the Super Bowl 39 loss to the Patriots?
I'll say Darwin Walker.
This wide receiver was a Patriots first-round pick in 1984, but set career highs for receiving yards.
Irving Fryer.
What former Eagles practice squad member completed a 36-yard pass to Tom Brady in the 2015 Eagles-Patriots game?
I'm going to go for the 2011 quarterback. 2011 quarterback, 400 yards against New England. Struggling to remember the game. I'll say Michael Vick. Give me the other question.
The other question, what former Eagles practice squad member completed a 36-yard pass to Tom Brady in the 2015 Eagles-Patriots game?
Time!
No idea.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time.
That's
yeah.
This is fraudulent. This yeah! is such garbage.
I don't feel great about this one. I'm
there's
be
no.
Completely
there's
honest.
No way this counts as a loss. This
guy. No. This is no way.
Number 40, baby.
No way. No way.
44 no. seconds for loss number 40.
No way. No way. That's all garbage.
So I mean, you agreed to play though. This is on you, man. I said forfeit. No one took it. You're like, I don't think the audience wants that. So you lost. That's on you.
No, I don't. I don't. This is. I'll investigate in many forms. I'm going to hire Johnny Cochran, and I think he died. But
what
I'll,
are you
I'll,
investigating?
It's the whole situation. Someone just feels really fishy about this.
His call.
Yeah, you
drops.
Lost.
I
who,
said
you did
forfeit.
A terrible job.
I gave you the option. I was like, let's call a forfeit,
oh, this
and
is
no
nonsense.
One was with me.
Who
so.
Had the who had the sack in the Super Bowl?
Derek Burgess.
Is it Kevin Cobb?
It is not Kevin Cobb. It's Vince Young.
Vince Young. I thought about saying Vince Young. Who's the frickin'?
For what it's worth, that was the question I wasn't going to ask.
Who's the practice squad player?
Danny Amendola.
And this guy got two?
You got Danny
yes,
Amendola and Irving Fryer.
This guy's a loser. All right, so
he dominated
no,
you.
No, this is
so cousin Judy. You no. just got dedicated a loss.
Oh, for the love of God! No, I'm gonna. It's really hard for me to accept this one, Brian. You've really irritated me here today.
Listen, the phone dropped. You deferred. You didn't take the ball, and now you can cry with Dick Vermeil in 5 minutes. It's beautiful.
Wow. And now every time he's neglected to offer the bend the knee option,
yeah,
he has
true.
Lost.
That's true.
Beautiful.
That's,
Brian, you don't deserve a prize for what it's worth. You just don't deserve
you
a prize.
You decision. Don't live with it.
He did really
you should
well.
Have taken the forfeit, man. I offered it. I said forfeit, and you're like, I don't think people want that. I was like, all right, your call.
Like, I don't know what to say. Brian, I'm putting you on hold. We'll get your information.
Great
I'm gonna,
work,
I'm in
Brian.
A bad mood now.
Uh-oh.
What do you want me to do here? John, do you think this is legit?
Yes, it's
How
legit.
How is it not legit?
I got to figure that out.
If it was discarded a normal the beat questions. The hammer, you still would have lost.
We discarded the questions that were asked.
Yeah, but it was a short sample size, four questions.
Four it's, questions? You Seltzer only got
does,
one.
Seltzer does 40. Yeah, he's asking a question about a freaking practice squad guy.
Brian got two.
He got it right. Brian got it right,
He's
man.
A loser. That guy's a loser.
You don't know why it's fraudulent, but you think it's fraudulent.
Correct. That's correct.
I love your logic.
I'm going to hire Cochran. I'm filing
no
away.
Blame
Cochran can get anybody
today.
Off. All right. Shut the music. No, I'm done. No. This is really dissatisfying. All right. I'm going back to the phones.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That is your 40th loss.
Oh, would you stop?
That's a huge, momentous loss.
For the love of God.
4-0. Feels so even.
Danny Amendola. I mean, are you kidding me?
The guy got
question.
It right, man. You got it. What are you talking about? It can't be that hard. If Mr. Beat the Hammer guy got it wrong, but the caller got it right.
Are you sure he wasn't looking things up? And he went into a cave and started looking things up in his time
yes,
off?
Yes, we're pretty sure.
All right, let's go to Mike right now. Mike, I do want to talk Eagles football. I'm also in a bad mood. We also have Vermeil coming up in a couple minutes, which puts me in a good mood. But I'm all spun around here now, man.
Joe, if you were to call Johnny Cochran right now, I'm pretty sure our Johnny would say, if to play is what you choose, answer only question and you will lose.
Wow.
Well, here's Whoa. Mike, here's what I'd say. If the glove don't fit, I punch you in the face with a bare fist. All right? How about that? How about that? All right? Fist
it.
And face meet each
show.
Other.
Love it.